Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can find me online by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up anywhere you can find, you know, podcasts. You know, I've just been thinking about, you know, the Democrats, you know, supporting Joe Biden again in 2024. And I think there's a little bit more that's going on behind the scenes than people realize. I think one of the reasons why they're supporting Joe Biden, now this might sound weird, but I think that some Democrats want, they're sort of anticipating maybe Joe Biden getting sick or something like that. And they're hoping that because of health reasons, Kamala Harris will take over. And so what this will do with the whole Kamala Harris thing, Democrats will say, oh, well, she's the first black vice president. They'll spin it up some way. But I mean, not the first vice president, but she's the first black female president of the United States. And they'll, you know, how they'll spin it up in the media and tell a bunch of lies. But I think that some Democrats behind the scenes want Kamala Harris to be the president of the United States. And I think Kamala Harris would probably be more liberal than Joe Biden. I think Kamala Harris will run the United States like Gavin Newsom is running California. And I think that that's what the ultimate goal is, to maybe for health reasons, Joe Biden says, well, you know what, I need to, you know, worry about my health, or, you know, something will come up or something will happen and Kamala Harris will take over because of Joe Biden's poor health or something like that. But again, if that happens, then they'll be able to push more of a liberal agenda. They'll be able to push basically all these policies that, you know, California, people in California vote for and they support. They'll be able to push that across the United States. So I think that's what the main goal is. I think they are trying to put Kamala Harris in place to take over for Joe Biden. I know it sounds weird. I know it might sound like a strange conspiracy, but I think that's the only reason why Democrats are supporting Joe Biden. Because, again, if we're talking about leadership in, you know, strength and all those things that you look for in a leader, Joe Biden doesn't have it. And even if you see him walk down, you know, the Air Force One and stuff like that, he's tripping over himself. He's, you know, he's up on stages when he's making speeches and he's calling out names that, you know, people that, you know, he hasn't seen in 30 years. And it's just weird. Like I looked at one event where he got up on stage and it looked like he was having a hard time remembering how to get off a tiny stage. And so anytime you have a person that can't even remember which way to go to get off stage or what state they're in, and do you want that person to be running the country, especially at a time when there's conflict with Israel and the Ukraine? Like if he doesn't know if he's in Texas or Nebraska, do you want that to be the person leading the nation or, you know, coming up with strategies for war? No. And so I think eventually they're trying to you know, put Kamala Harris in place. They want Joe Biden to get up there and say, oh, well, you know, because of his poor health and, you know, they do something crazy where Kamala Harris is able to take over. And I don't know how they're going to try to do that, but I think that's what Democrats want to happen. And that's got to be the only reason. I mean, it's they're going to try to bring up a health issue or something, because anybody supporting Joe Biden in 2024 is delusional. I mean, you were crazy for voting for him the first time. I didn't support him. But to support this guy after seeing what's happening to the country is it's crazy. And so if you think he's bad, imagine Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris would be like Gavin Newsom times 100. Can you imagine all the liberal policies and the agenda and what they would try to do to education and all of the stuff that you hold important in your life? Could you imagine what Kamala Harris would do to that? And so, again, that has to be, in my opinion, the only thing that Democrats are trying to do. They're probably going to look for a way to replace Joe Biden some way through the law or something, because there's no way, I mean, when you turn on the TV, that you can say Joe Biden has been a strong leader. So, again, I know I'm rambling, but that's just my theory. They're going to try to find a way to replace Joe Biden, maybe for health. They'll say for health reasons or something like that, he has to step down, however they do it. but they're going to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. That I think that's the plan. But they know they can't just spring it out on the American people like Kamala Harris is running for president against Joe Biden. So, again, what they're trying to do, find a way for Joe Biden to win the election. And then once he wins the election, they're going to try to say, for health reasons, we have to put in Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's made a request or some, they'll come up with some law or some way to do it. Because I think that's really what Democrats are hoping to do. So, again, that's, I know it's a strange theory. I know I'm all over the place. But, again, I think that the Democrats are going to try to get Joe Biden elected because, you know, people already know his name and he's been around politics for a while. And so they're going to try to get him reelected again and then say, for health reasons, Joe Biden has decided that he wants to, you know, step down and make Kamala Harris the president of the United States. And so I think that's why, you know, they're trying to keep Kamala Harris around. And then from a Democrat's perspective, you know, how they'll say in the news, oh, this is the first black slash such and such president of the United States. You know, they'll try to spin it up as some we shall overcome moment. So, again, that's just my theory. And let me know how you feel in the comment section. Thank you.